I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Saturday, 84 million of Nigeria's registered voters will pick a president. Now, there's a field of candidates, but the top two are President Muhammadu Buhari and his rival Atiku Abubakar. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
Even more than the economy is the safety of the people, and they see the attacks of Boko Haram. They see more attacks. And they say, you know, what is our government doing to protect us?
Boko Haram plagues Nigeria with its effort to carve out an Islamic state out of the north. Be praying. For Christians, the question they're trying to answer is,
who is going to provide safety? Who is going to make sure that churches don't get bombed and track down the culprits when there are attacks and bring them to justice? I think that's a very significant issue for the Christians.
And today is World Radio Day. The medium has the ability to connect the world's widest audience. And it's through radio that Transworld Radio communicates the love of Christ and the hope of the gospel. Mission Network News' Katie Harth tells us more.
This year's theme for World Radio Day is dialogue, tolerance, and peace. It's a good fit with TWR's vision as it broadcasts programming in over 230 languages. The potential audience? About 4 billion people. Imagine trying to reach all of them without the radio. It would be next to impossible. That's why, despite growing in other mediums, TWR continues to put a large focus on its radio work. With Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
Ask God to continue working through radio to share his hope. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.